It's 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Extra Lounge here at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. We were just talking with the mayor of Las Vegas, Oscar Goodman, who was talking about the diversification of the economy, that right now Las Vegas gets more revenue from non-gaming activities than from gaming. It's amazing. And joining me right now is somebody who knows a little bit about gaming. The word gaming is interesting itself about how that word got derived. His name is Dave Schwartz, and he's actually the director of the Center for Gaming Research. Was it ever called the Center for Gambling Research?
Never.
At the University of Las Vegas here in Nevada. Dave, you have a great book actually called Roll the Bones, and it's a big book. It's the entire history of gambling.
Yeah, it is, all the way from the beginning, from literally the cavemen rolling bones all the way up to the internet today.
So was there a guy named Vito in the cave? I mean, was he taking odds?
Yeah, he was, actually. It's kind of funny. You look back, going all the way back to the beginning, they were taking odds on all kinds of things, on sports betting, stuff like that. And it's funny because they were cheating from the beginning, too.
But people will actually take a bet on just about anything, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, give me in the history of gaming, if you will, mm-hmm. I still have to call it gambling,
That's
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
In the history of that, what's the wildest bet you ever heard of?
Two flies in the wall, which one gets off the wall first?
And what were the odds on that? Was it
50-50? 50-50. Yeah. So pretty much anything. Which raindrop?
Boy, I sure would have liked to have been a fly on the wall during that bet.
Yeah.
Okay, I had to say it. I'm sorry. I had to say it. But if you take a look at just the number of games that are offered in Vegas, when mm-hmm. 35 years ago, there was the Wheel of Fortune, which is the idiot's game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? The idiot's
game.
Oh, yeah. Then you have said blackjack and craps and roulette. And then the game that intimidates everybody, Baccarat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Still does.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of the easiest games to play.
If you have $6 million.
Yes.
I just thought I'd mention that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, fine. And but then, of course, you have all the branded machine games now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here we are at the Extra Lounge. There's even extra slot machines now, and there's deal or no deal machines now. Anything that's got a brand has a machine.
Yeah, it's a really big part of it, because as gambling has become more commonplace, has become more part of the culture, it's really become more commercialized and much more branded and themed.
Now, you mentioned it at the beginning, along with gaming, I hate it, gambling comes what? Cheating.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely.
I mean, if you can't do a book on the history of gaming without doing a book on the history of cheating.
That's true. It's definitely in there. And I like to tell people that the oldest dice are about 7,000 years old, and the oldest cheating dice are about 6,999 years old. And that's what the archaeologists have found.
You know, when I was working for Newsweek and came to Las Vegas, I actually went to cheater school. It was done by the Gaming Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how the cheats were marking cards, signaling each other with batteries from motorcycles. I mean, doing all sorts of weird stuff. And it's amazing, because when you think about a wired society, even sitting at the Extra Lounge right now, I can look around and probably count 30 cameras right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, have they had a really good chance now of really catching these guys?
Well, they do, but the thing is that a lot of people who cheat can get away with it once or twice. It's just that they get greedy and keep on coming back again and again and again.
It's like life itself.
Yeah.
But remember, this is the casino. This is the hotel where they shot the movie 21.
Yeah.
About the MIT kids who decided to break the system.
Mm-hmm.
And they did break the system.
For a while.
Until what?
Until they got caught.
Any casino can, based on Nevada state law, can basically say to you, okay, Schwartz, Greenberg, you're out of here, right?
Absolutely.
For whatever reason they want.
Yeah, as long as they're not violating someone's civil rights or discriminating in that way. If they just don't like the color shirt you're wearing, they can say, get out of here.
If you talk to the Secret Service, they'll tell you no matter what they try to do by coming up with new bills from the U.S. Mint and the Treasury, mm-hmm. someone's going to come up with a way to counterfeit them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you come up with a new game or a new machine, someone's got to figure out a way to trick it, right?
Absolutely. It's like an arms race where you've got the cheats on one, on one hand, and then you've got the security people on the other one, and they're both inching ahead.
But in the world of everything being digital, in the world of technology, we think of counterfeiters with green eye shades and old metal plates. No, they're mm-hmm. all doing it on their computers now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people can do the same thing here. All these machines that I'm looking at in front of me in the casino, they're really computers.
They are.
So anybody who really knows their computer stuff has at least an edge.
If they can get in. There's a lot of safeguards against that, and I won't bore your listeners by going into all the regulatory details, but there are a lot of safeguards against that. But you'd be a little bit naive to think that it's impossible to hack into it.
In the history of gaming, which is what you know about,
mm-hmm.
right, the paradigm has really shifted now, right? People are coming to Las Vegas not necessarily to gamble, but to be entertained.
Yeah, it used to be that the gambling was the entertainment back in 1950 when you couldn't play slots anywhere in the U.S. You know, that was the big draw. But in the 90s, when other places started to legalize gambling, they had to really ramp it up and they had to add other attractions.
Wow. Are you a gambler?
No.
Truly? No. Come on, look at me.
Too much time on the other side of the table. Too much time. I did surveillance.
Oh, so you were, So you were a gambler?
No.
Never?
Too much time.
Never?
No, too much time.
Want to bet?
Yeah.
You're a gambler.
I guess I am. And it's funny, too, how you define gambling. You know, a lot of things that people do every day are gambles, but not in a casino.
Exactly. So, yeah, you gamble when you get in your car.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
and what are the odds on that?
Yeah, I've gambled many times at casino buffets, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't look it. You don't look it. All right, Dave Schwartz, the author of a really great book, I'm telling you, called Roll the Bones, published by?
Gotham Books.
All right, man. Thank you very much. And now you get to go back to your four-month-old daughter. Is that the deal?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a safe bet.
Oh, it is.
All right. When we come back, more from the Extra Lounge here at Planet Hollywood. Peter Greenberg here with, you know, I'm going to go, you sure you don't gamble?
Yeah.
Ah, there it is. We knew it. We knew it was going to come out. All right, Dave. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Back right after this.